Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti with my lovely co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
Okay, we're just a few minutes late. All right, so tonight, I have to catch my breath. I've been on the run all day. Where did you lose your magic?
That is a good question.
I know. When exactly did you lose your magic? How did it happen? And what lifetime or trauma did it disappear, never to be seen again? It's time now to reclaim your magic and use it to change your life and to find all the ways in which to use it to assist humanity in its evolution. You're all powerful and magical, and our star friends are waiting for you to remember who you really are. But magic, by the way, is one of the great gifts of our planet. When you do, there can be contact. So, let's talk about energies. And, you know, I swear I wasn't going to do this anymore, but they have been a challenge. And we're still working with them and trying to integrate all these energies, both from the solar flares and astrological influences. And for those of you that are having a tremendous amount of energy in your head and crown, base of skull, I'm very sorry.
You sound so contrite, so sorry.
I'm really not contrite. I have been having unbelievable pain in my head. So, and across the back where the Jewish people wear a yarmulke, which is really the God mind, that has been incredibly painful. Base of skull. I know I've talked to so many people who feel like somebody's tap dancing on their heads. Still lots of digestive issues. And then these crazy moving energies, they're kind of showing up anywhere and everywhere, depending on how sensitive you are, knees, ovaries, kidneys. and this is where we've kind of planted all of these emotions. And I'm not sure it's just this lifetime. I have to be honest with you. Really, because this is a culminating lifetime, I tend to think that this is collective energy, you know, an emotion, our energy and emotion. And it's trying to move up and out. And these emotions have all been parked somewhere. And, oh, my Lord. Last week I talked about pain at the end of the big toes. And it was so fascinating. I had so many people that said they had the same problem. the end of the big toe is that the end or exit point of the meridian, the main meridian that moves right up through the ovary, through the literally through the nipple, and kind of on both sides. So it's, and yesterday I went to my homeopath who has this wonderful machine with 12 heads, and they emit different kinds of frequencies. And I had them all over my body trying to regulate everything. You know, I was good for, maybe 24 hours. I'm still good, but boy. I think these things are just moving so fast. The other one is being wired and tired all at the same time. Have you been experiencing that, Veronica?
Yes, I have. But wired is ridiculous right now. It's easy for me to get very wired.
It's the wired and yet feeling that you're exhausted.
Yeah, not sleeping too well.
Oh, no. Intermittent sleep patterns. terrible intermittent sleep patterns. You know, I can wake up at 2 and think it's time to get up. You know, it's that kind of awakening, and I'm like, oh, no. And trying to figure out how to get back to sleep. So for everybody, hang in there. I mean, this is both sides of the veil. Nobody really knew what we would have to go through this ascension process. It's never been done this way before. So bear in mind that you're all pioneers. I don't know if that helps. But And also, we have a lot of new people listening to either the show live or will be listening in the archives. And I want to say to them, during the show, if you're willing, you can invite in the energies of healing and even introduction. But they will not invade unless you give permission. So please be aware of that. I had a situation today where a woman booked an appointment yesterday, told her daughter about it. She had heard me on another radio show. Told her daughter about it. Her daughter was in the tub thinking about extraterrestrials, and they came in and started talking to her. Now, she's very psychic. And they told her that she needed to have an appointment. These are my recruiters. I love this. My marketing team. And they explained that she could see inside the body and she would be great and blah, blah, blah. And she was so resistant. And I talked to her mom today about it. It was very, very funny. And I said, I just want you to know they're not that invasive unless it's somebody's contract. And if it's your contract and you haven't acknowledged it yet, they're kind of on a fast-forward motion to get everybody moving. So, but again, you know, it's a planet of free will. I'm just seeing so many things right now that my poor little brain. Let's talk about magic. This is such a wonderful subject. And as always, you know, I'll sit with the team and I'll have a couple of subjects. And then, you know, the team says, no, this one. And then what's interesting to me is the next day, which was today, an article comes flying in. And, you know, I'll get a hit to do this or do that. And then I find the other piece. So I'm always excited when I know it's absolutely on track. Magic, and, you know, sometimes that's curious for people because they tend to think of black magic. Magic is the art of purportedly manipulating aspects of reality, either by supernatural means or through the knowledge of occult laws, unknown to classical mechanics. Now, magic is also cosmic. It is one of the great gifts we did come onto the planet with. Unfortunately, we lost them, most of us. Our child, our little child, not our inner child, but when we were children, children come in with magic, and it gets pounded out of them for a variety of reasons. So I'm going to read a piece here that I thought was really, and now is where we really get to use our imagination. This is about magic. Pretend, because any child worth their weight in fairy dust will tell you that the power of pretending is a formidable one, that you have power. Imagine that the forces that drive the universe are flowing through you. You may wish to say a favorite prayer or a poem that inspires you, or you can say something like this. I call to the true source of all creation, to the one power that is also many. Blow through me like a cleansing wind. Burn in me like a raging flame. Flow through me like a rushing river. Be in me like an ancient stone and guide me like the brightest star. I loved it. Thought that was beautiful. So, as a child, you had magic and you had imagination. You remember those times, don't you? I know you do,
I
Veronica.
Sure do. I really do, yes. I always knew where I was before, and when the going got rough, I would just go and tune. I sat in this little ditch, which was a little muddy ditch, and I turned my vision back to where I had been, and I loved to travel that way.
Again, the magical child was alive for at least some time in everyone. What happened, unfortunately, is damage. And for so many people, the damage created the loss of magic. And the magical child, which is supposed to integrate into us, that's the program, failed to integrate. The magical child had imaginary friends and played with fairy dust and believed they could fly. That's powerful stuff. That's why it's so important for all of you who are parents or thinking about becoming parents that the innocence of the child allows for all possibilities. And as we grow in age on this planet, we're convinced that those possibilities don't exist. Now, you've got Harry Potter and a lot of material coming in that gave children back a touch of, that's why that series was so popular. Because it brought magic into a school format that said, yes, you're here, we're going to train you to be a magician, to claim your amazing powers. That's why children loved it so much. It got them back in touch with that aspect of themselves. Unfortunately, as adults, we're so separated from it. And a belief that we have it. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about why did we lose it? Most people don't step into the greatest expression of themselves because of one reason and one reason only, the deep fear of being humiliated. I thought this was so profound. I kind of cut and pasted this from something Debbie Ford sent today, and it was just so perfect. And why do they fear humiliation? The feelings that come with it, which are shame, self-loathing, and embarrassment. I think that's very profound. And, you know, everyone at all ages can absolutely say that they've been shamed, that they have a sense of self-loathing and embarrassment and a fear of being humiliated. This is what holds so many people back from stepping out into the world in any capacity to do what they came to this planet to do, is that fear of humiliation. And the fear of the accompanying shame, self-loathing, and embarrassment. Our wounds of humiliation keep us stuck, frozen in fear. Go back and examine the humiliating incidents that have stopped you from being able to be the greatest expression of yourself. And I think everyone has a list of them, certainly in childhood and adolescence. And then we have the adult, you know, experiences. So you start piling them on, and people lose their confidence. They lose their courage. Now, Veronica, you're courageous. There's no question in my mind.
Oh, but thank you.
But the employment of magic and the belief that you have it is different. It is that other element. And we're not talking about witchcraft here. We're talking about magic. As the adult with the integrated magical child, and this means doing some meditative work, meditating with your, bringing your little boy or little girl into meditation, and as their future self, and really working with them in a beautiful room, usually a forest, which is always my favorite as well, letting them come, you know, from the dream state in their jammies or their 90s. And sit with them and talk with them and find out what happened to their magic. When did they stop being magical? I have a great story about one of my clients years ago. And she said, you know, every time I watch television, I flick my nose because I know someday that remote is going to lift off the table and float over to me.
Remember that show? That was great.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, really? I said, you're really into magic. And she said, well, I used to have it. And she said, and when I lost it, I was so angry. And I said, well, when did you lose it? And she said, well, they have a horse property, and they had an old desk on the back side of the barn. And she'd go out there and stand on the desk and leap off, and she said, I could fly. And then at about 3 years old, I leapt off the desk, and I went splat. And that was the end of my magic. And it tickled me. And there was a show on television at the time about these three girls. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember what it was called. But she was so into that. But she absolutely remembered her magic. No question about it. And she's still angry to this day as an adult that she can't get back in touch with it. I just thought that was so cute.
Actually, I think it's kind of tragic because I know a lot of people who say that a version of that same thing is, I know I have it, I just can't get it back.
And truly, when I really got mine back, and it was all the work I did with my child and adolescent, and it was like 7 days of writing a letter to my mother. And I mean, this was 7 days of pure hell. And because I really was convinced I was all healed there and found out I wasn't, and I was very upset about it. And so it took, oh, Lord, it was so difficult. I was actually crawling around on my hands and knees. And it was so painful to really go and defend my child. My child became my hero, not the adolescent. My child. And I worked with her every day, and the more I worked with her, the more I realized I gave her a voice to be able to write this letter to my mother. And I defended her with my voice, but I mean, she came so alive. And I realized why I had spent my lifetime trying to get back to who I was at that stage. At that time, because she had such faith. She was invincible no matter what happened to her. She absolutely stayed in her magic. And so it was such a beautiful time. And in working with her, I was able to integrate her in, to fully reclaim. To me, she's my hero. She'll always be my hero. I came to adore her and honor her. And plus, I had a girlfriend who used to tell me how magical I was. And this was, she was there when I was doing all this work with my child and so on. And she kept saying to me, "You don't realize how magical you are. Look at this and this and this and this." And what was interesting is that I didn't realize how magical I was. And it took me years, really, to understand what magic was and to love it. And then I began to really own it. And I want to say to everybody listening to the show, there are wonderful downloads and tapes, or CDs and tapes, and at Lazarus.com on magic. And there is a free one, and this is the one, you know, again, the team always makes me giggle. As I'm searching Lazarus, I wanted to have something to offer to people tonight. And there is a free download at Lazarus.com, Lazarius.com. Great, wonderful teacher. I've worked with Lazarus for years. Love Lazarus. Never been physical. A collective energy. Brilliant. And the name of this free download is Cosmic Memory, the Most Ancient Source of All Magic. And I thought, what a wonderful tie-in to tonight's subject. And so anyway, if you go to Lazarus.com and you type in magic or magics, M-A-G-I-C-K-S. It will take you right there to free downloads, or you can type in free downloads, and you will find this. And you can download the excerpts. There's also other things on magic and also on Merlin. Everything by Lazarus is brilliant as far as I'm concerned. And the multiverse is waiting for you to remember your magic. This is a gift that we came with, and that we lost. this is one of the reasons that shame is such an important thing to work with and to do lifting on. And for any of you who are not aware, if you go back to February of 2007 in the archive, there's a series of shows on shame. And at the end of those, which I think is the first week in March, is a divine dispensation, the lifting of shame, and the team does the whole show. Lazarus has 4 tapes on shame. If you type in shame, they'll come up. Adolescent or shame in infancy, adolescent shame, psychic contracts of pain, and adult shame. To me, they're mandatory for every human. This goes back to the shame and humiliation, what stands in the way of us really reclaiming our magic. It is the gift that we came here and with. And this really goes back. Magic, or the magician, is an archetype. Okay? And the archetypes are the blueprint for human consciousness. So, in working with magic, and I was trying to come up with things that would help explain this to people, and so I had to go back to Merlin. And Merlin is a legendary figure, both best known as the wizard featured in the Arthurian legends. But he's so much more. Merlin can duplicate himself, appear to many people, work with you in the dream time. You can call Merlin in. And this is, we're talking high magic. And I know people, I work with people who have used their magic to change enormous things, even financial markets, by employing their magic. Not for themselves, but in order to help stabilize our economy. And for years, again, I struggled with the concept of magic. You know, I thought it was kind of a wimpy way out. And until I realized that it's actually a spiritual imperative, especially for this time on our planet. So, Veronica, do we have questions?
No, we don't have any questions tonight for on magic or anything. Somebody just asked why all the computers are crashing, and I think it's because of retrograde. I don't know if you want to go there.
Oh, absolutely. I can see it's not only Mercury retrograde, it's also the frequencies that are coming onto the planet. And they are so intense that you can see things blink in and blink out. If you're trying to cut and paste documents or do, I can tell you, I tried to put this document together tonight and it disappeared. I can't tell you how many times.
Things are disappearing on me too.
Yes.
As well, I lost 3 hours on my cell phone the other day and then suddenly it returned, so I don't know. That was a blink.
Well, now there's one that was the team, and this is a cute one I'll share. I had somebody in the media call me from their cell phone, and we were making an appointment to get together. And when I first met her, I told her after our initial meeting, it was with several people, I said, you'll know that all this is real because something very interesting will happen. And so she called me on the cell phone, and a couple of days later, we actually met, and it took her a while to tell me, and she said, you know, when I called you at your home, and she said, I'd already had something else, she said, but when I called you at your home, I hung up the phone, and a few minutes later, my husband called, and I looked at my cell phone, and normally he has his picture and so on and pops up on my phone, and it was just the phone number, not his name, nothing. She said, so after we got done talking, I went into my contacts. All of my contacts were gone, and all that was there was binary code, zeros and ones. And now this is something the team does. I mean, for a while there, they were calling people, which I had to tell them to stop. And they would call, and the calling number would be all zeros or all ones, and there wouldn't be anybody there, but there would be this really strange noise. And I had a rash of them all at the same time. So, at any rate, she was able to go to the phone company and get her all of her contacts back. I hate to laugh about this, but it was funny. So, but, yes, things disappearing. I mean, you could be working on something, and it literally just it disappears off your screen. Excuse me. And so it's not just Mercury retrograde. You know, we've been through enough Mercury retrogrades to know that. What I sense is that anything you lose, you will get back. For whatever that's worth. But the crashing
could be
point,
a huge, big stack after a while.
Well, I keep two computers going, and one is in the garage away from the house so that I have more control over that one. The one that's in the house, and it's the big one, you know, it's the PC. I have a hard time, and it you know, it's fully, it's wired and rewired and grounded and anchored, and, you know, doesn't matter. It's sitting under the healing room. So, at any rate, that, for whoever wrote in the question, that's the answer. Hang in there. Back up your computer. I'm going to get somebody online to do my computer, you know, one of those off your computer backup companies. So I'm going to bring the team in because I know they've got a lot to talk about as it relates to magic. And if you have questions, Veronica, you're welcome to ask them.
Thank you.
For those of you that are not familiar, the team is wonderful. They are collective energy. The team is so much bigger than I can even begin to describe, and it's getting as I tap into them more and more, I'm like, oh my God. It's very large. And especially the way they monitor my emails and, you know, people write in and ask for assistance. They're there before I ever see it. And I usually get a request and then a thank you, and then I open my email and it's both there. So, and I haven't even read it. Okay. All right. So magic. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Veronica.
Good evening to you.
All right. Magic. Magic is a gift, everyone. From a cosmic perspective, all right, from our perspective, it's imperative that you remember your magic and how to employ it. It is a great gift, and it links you to us. It is a gift that you lost as a species, unfortunately. And for those of you that didn't lose it over the ages, there was enough punishment administered to be certain that people didn't practice any form of magic. To frighten them from taking their power. The burning years in Europe, of course. And that wasn't the only time. You had them here in your country. They've taken place in many parts of the world. There are still places that encourage the practices of magic. Now, we're not talking witchcraft. We're not talking, you know, sticking pins in things. We're talking high magic, beautiful magic. The Aborigines are very in touch with a higher frequency of magic. And many of your cultures, the natives to those specific areas, are also in touch with magic, where it's honored. It's honored. North America has been taught to fear it. Many stories. Magic includes the employing of will. And will is something that's very seldom talked about on your planet. True will. The employing of will. The calling upon the universe, the cosmos, to work with you in a co-creative way for specific outcomes for the higher and greater good. The employment of magic can make great changes on your planet, positive changes that so many of you are waiting for us to land and do for you, when in fact you have the power and ability to create the changes on your own. As a collective, you have asked us not to come. Not to come. Now, for some of you, you may find that frustrating. Why would we do that? Because from a higher perspective, you realize what you're accomplishing on Earth, the way that you are going through the ascension process, has never happened before anyway, anywhere in this way. Normally, we would have come in and connected with you and helped change and reverse some of the damage that you caused, but not this time. And there's a reason, of course. You are inspiring many others off your planet. In many ways, you are the children of a number of different races. And if you think about it this way, when you raised your children, as frustrating as it may have been, allowing them to learn how to do something, regardless of what kind of a mess they made, it empowered them. It helped mold them into a courageous being. Because you allowed them to learn and to accomplish to take the time and to sit back without interfering as they struggled with their shoelaces or working in the kitchen, riding a bike, whatever the challenge may have been. Zipping up their clothes, getting them on forward instead of backward, making their little bed. Oh, it was probably not perfect at all. But instead of making it perfect for your own needs, allowing them to be proud of what they'd accomplished. And it's very similar for us as we watch you. Very similar. As you become empowered in a way that has never happened before without direct assistance. Now, will we join you co-creatively? Absolutely. But co-creatively is a different thing. You're in charge. Your choice. Your will. Your magic. And we, in turn, will come along and join with you to amplify what you choose to do, to create, to be. That's love. That is love. Of the highest order. And we've loved you enough to allow you to make a mess of Earth. To kill each other during war. To create weapons of mass destruction. Gases that cause unbelievable illness. Germ warfare. We still monitor. As you all run amok. Now, not you that are listening to the show, please understand. We're talking about the collective humans across the board, all the things that are going on. While people have been lulled to sleep, mesmerized by television and commercials that convince them that they need a drug or pill for just about everything these days, just about everything. And now, as a species, you're getting backed into the corner. Now is the time to get in touch with your magic and your will. Humanity needs you. We need you. Because what you do on Earth impacts the entire cosmos. You're not some little stepchild way out in the corner of the galaxy. Everything is connected. It can be no other way. Everything is connected. And we love you. We have great faith in you. More than you have in yourself. So, Veronica, when have you felt magical? When have you seen it come back? Manifest.
Manifest, let's see. I can't think. Quite often when I just think things through, they just happen. That's happening more and more lately, and that's like manifesting more quickly. I would call that magical.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So employing will.
And vision, you know, vision and vibration.
Imagination and vision, the same thing. All right?
Mm-hmm. And feeling the vibration of it, not just seeing it.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
And now a drop of magic, boom. Will, the intensity and the determination and the courage to to employ your magic, knowing that you're magical. The next piece. Believing it. And trusting your magic. Now, you're going to need to practice, just like Harry Potter did. How do I wield this? Do I go against God's law? Am I doing anything wrong? No! Now, the channel gave you some information about Lazarus' website. Wonderful source of information for getting in touch with magic, with what magic really is, was, what Merlin really is, what the Arthurian legend really was, and how it lives on. Something that you can tap into, connect with. Beautiful, elegant magic. So that when you want to be of assistance in a particular situation on your planet, you know that when you put your magic on it, there's going to be more of a positive outcome. And if every one of you learn how to do this, accept that you have it, know that you have it, we'll give you a perfect example. This is one of our favorite. Parking angels. Now, you can accept a parking angel, finding a parking space right in front. Many of you do this all the time. Oh, I created another parking space. Now, is that really a parking angel? Do you really believe that God has an assigned group of angels that do nothing but find parking spaces? Do you, Veronica?
No, I think we create it. I think we create
that. That's exactly right. And that is magic. It is employing magic. The same attitude you have when you go to the mall, or anywhere for that matter. And you say to your spouse, or to your friend, or to your child, no, I know I'm going to find a space. I feel it. I'm already visualizing it before I get there. You put a drop of magic on it. It's not just reality creation, because there's a certain excitement in you that knows that it's going to be there.
It's a conjuring, isn't it?
Yes. That's a very good word. We'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good word. Not to be confused with witchcraft. However, that's part of the lower forms of it, yes. Lower forms of it. We're talking about the high forms. We're talking about the cosmic forms. That joins you. Magic joins you to the cosmos. Connects you. Oh, look at that. Someone just used their magic. They're awake. They're awake. Write down that person right there. Every one of you that know how to use your magic is duly noted. You've moved up the ladder of awareness and empowerment. Which means your impact can be greater because you trust your magic. And because you know it, you believe it, you trust it, you can employ it. We had someone we worked with the last couple of weeks. And they could change something very big that actually had a global impact with their magic. but weren't employing it at the same level in their own lives. Obviously, they had the ability. And you'll all run into this, by the way. But to employ it in their own lives, what was missing? Their value. Their sense of value. Oh, I'll do it for the economy. I'll do it for the world. I'll do it for the children. I'll do it for the victims of this flood or earthquake or whatever. And you trust it when you do it there. But when you do it for self, if your value isn't strong, your sense of deservability isn't strong, you won't allow yourself to have it. You've heard the expression, if you can create a quarter, you can create a castle. And it's true. It's the same energy, just an expanded vision. But then you get value and deservability in that. Well, I can't have a castle. Yes, you can. Truly, you are functioning in an illusion, a hologram. You can create anything you desire. This is why so many people are working with United States maps, global maps with their crystals, placing them on important places, each one of you working in different ways, nuclear power plants, one capital cities, another, some with the major political locations where decisions are made, energizing every day. That's magic. Many of you are already doing it. Begin to play with it, people. It's a higher octave than just creating. It's magically creating. It's trusting yourself. And trusting that you have it. Well, how do I access it? You know, you say I've got magic, but where do I find it? In the same place that you found the parking. With joy, excitement, anticipation, and will. It's mine. I know it's there. It's mine. It's mine. So you give yourself a parking space, but you won't give yourself a raise. Now, many of you are working on realities or planning to or have the desire to bring some great work. Some of you aren't sure what that is, to the world. Time and space shortening up. The acceleration, you're all feeling it. What does that do? In a positive way for you. Thought manifests more quickly. Your ability to create is faster now. Boom, boom, boom. How exciting is that?
Do you think it's happening for a huge amount of the population now? Is it growing that
fast? It's happening for those that are willing and aware. Yes. It's not meted out, Veronica. It's available to anyone and everyone. But there are many people that don't believe or even imagine that they are powerful. And in order to employ it, even your own will, you have to believe you have the ability and have will, period. Understand what will is. You can see it many times on the dark side, if you want to call it that. People who are out there making illegal money, they have very strong will. They're just determined to make money. They don't care how they do it. It's the same energy employed in a different way. However, using it and the excitement of that to create healing, beauty, wonder, assistance, change and transformation, now it gets very exciting. And please, people, do not forget to give it to yourself. Don't feel guilty about creating for yourself. You're not taking anything away from anyone else. If you live in your magic, employ your magic, and you will, and your intentionality and change these core beliefs that hold you back, you'll be unstoppable. And ultimately, isn't that what all of you want to do? To be of assistance at some level. You start wherever you start, but start in an area that feels comfortable. Work your way up. We've talked about folding time and space. In order to do that, you have to believe that you can. There's magic in that. Magic gives the extra oomph to reality creation. Better than what you expected. More than what you asked for.
You're talking about us unfolding into being our magnificent selves, aren't you?
Absolutely. What else is there? Truly, Veronica, what else is there?
Nothing. Well, it's our limited self.
Well, all right. The counter to that, yes. But of course, empowered, unlimited self. Loving, compassion, empowered, unlimited self. Inspirers, those who inspire others. Look what I've done this, but you can do it too. Let me show you how. In whatever form you bring that forward. You are all the bridges to help and teach others. Because your planet is accelerating at such a rate. Things are happening so quickly. There must be those of you who know how to create, who understand magic, who also know how to deal with the negative ego, by the way. Be very careful with that. Don't give it to your negative ego. Give it to you. All right? Please, give it to you. This is not about being better than. It is about becoming limitless. Dominion. Freedom. And anchoring that energy onto the planet. Veronica, how much time do we have, dear?
We're pretty much done here. You've got about a minute and a half.
All right. Quickly, we would be happy to work with all of you tonight if you would like to call us in, whether you're listening to the show live or you're listening to it in the archive. if you will call us in, dear team, could you please come work with me tonight around magic, me understanding, recognizing, getting in touch with my magic. And we would be happy, more than happy, to come and do that. Veronica, you tell about your shows, please.
I'm going to rerun an interview with Tammy Kent on Wild Woman doing, excuse me for saying this, but inner vaginal massage for the sake of women's health and women's evolution. So it's a very, very interesting interview. And that'll be 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And Thursday at 7 o'clock, we were talking about releasing identity and letting our expanded, evolving selves pop up. And so
good.
We'll do some more of that.
Good. All right. We would like to express to each and every one of you how happy we are to be with all of you, to experience all of you. And we want you to know how loved you are, how honored you are, how appreciated you are for all that you're doing. Even if you don't think it's very much, you know it is. We love you more than you can imagine. And to Veronica, to all of you, until we speak with you again in this format, are we on?
Yes, we are.
Oh,
welcome
good.
Back.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that a piece of each and every one of you is within Veronica and I, and a piece of us is within each and every one of you. We are all one. It could be no other way. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Night, Ronnie.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Good night, Jackie. It's all magic.
That's it. Good night.
See you
Thank
soon.
You.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.